AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Republican Senator and now presidential candidate Marco Rubio has a message for Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. She's stuck in the 20th century. His supporters cheered his message as he drove the point home yesterday while making his big announcement in Miami.
Just yesterday, a leader from yesterday began a campaign for president by promising to take us back to yesterday. Yesterday is over.
But Clinton's presidential campaign is just beginning in Iowa. Our Jerry Boatlander is in Cedar Rapids.
Even though polls show Clinton way ahead of anyone else who's been mentioned as a possible Democratic presidential hopeful, her campaign isn't taking anything for granted and is expecting a competitive caucus here in Iowa early next year. One official says they'll fight for every vote. Clinton finished third in the 2008 caucuses, behind then-Senator Barack Obama and John Edwards.
Students are returning to class at Wayne County Community College in Goldsboro, North Carolina, this morning after a shooting there yesterday. A man was shot dead, allegedly by a former student who'd been in the man's work-study program. This morning, the suspect has been arrested in Florida, where authorities say he was sleeping on a beach. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett is calling it an assassination. Somebody got angry, he said, and shot a driver to death after the driver's van struck a 2-year-old, killing him. The child's 15-year-old brother was also shot dead. Police say they don't have anyone in custody at the moment. Americans are spending a lot more on prescription drugs these days, according to a new survey. This is AP Radio News. Everybody's talking about this guy, the Seattle airport worker who fell asleep in the cargo hold of a departing Alaska Airlines jet.
We had an initial report from Alaska Flight 448 that was heading to Los Angeles shortly after takeoff, had heard some screams from underneath in the cargo area.
Airport spokesman Perry Cooper.
The aircraft returned to the airport, landed safely. When it taxied to the gate, Port of Seattle police and fire department officials helped find the crew member that was inside the cargo hold area. They checked him out from a medic standpoint. He was fine, no injuries.
Alaska Airlines says the front cargo hold, fortunately for the man, is pressurized and temperature controlled. Police in Utica, New York, investigating a report of gunfire, couldn't come up with anything at all until a resident called a report she found a bullet in her freezer door. They still don't have a suspect, but at least now they say they've got some evidence. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.